Blog Talk Radio. Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books, which are entitled Angels of Faith, and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my newly released autobiography, which is entitled I Am an Angelic Walk-In. They are all based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to reconnect and remember our divine eternal natures. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, to see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I am very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel guidance. You can call into the show on this number, 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that angelic advice for myself, Claire Candy Huff, and of course, the Posse of Angels. That number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, thank you everybody for calling in. Thank you for following the show. Thank you for recommending it, referring it, and for those that haven't followed yet, you can go on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site, find the follow button on there, and then you can press that, and then you can be reminded of all of the upcoming Angel Healing House radio programs. And also on that page is the now, I cannot believe it, it's almost 5 years that Angel Healing House Radio has been on the show. Each week there is a different channel topic for myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. And so you just scroll down to see all of those shows which have been archived. So I see that we have several callers holding on the line. If you're a regular caller, that you know that I like to take about 20 minutes or so to speak about the topic of the week. And the Posse of Angels were pretty adamant about this topic and that it appear on this very day, this election day. And the topic is called A Vote for Humanity. Now, the Posse of Angels wishes to share that they would be remiss if they did not acknowledge that today is a day in the United States that people are voting for their next presidential candidate. And they do admit that they have been, well, they have been conspicuously quiet about the election this year, and they wish to assure us that they've not been immune to the buildup over the last few years to this particular run for president, as it does seem to them that it's gotten lots of people's attention, and in many cases, it's gotten their irritation and their frustration and their anger up like no other election in the past. The Posse of Angels want to make it very clear that the definition to vote is to bring about a collective expression of choice, which then represents the majority. And that's such an important sentence that they want me to repeat it again. The definition to vote is to bring about a collective expression of choice, which then represents the majority. And the Posse of Angels is reminding us that our present state of affairs and our candidate choices, they did not occur by happen chance, but that we as a collective expression created it, and as such, we are all responsible for the scenario that is being played out in this election. And from their angels' point of view and the laws of attraction, which clearly state like attracts like, or what we put our focus on, we will bring to ourselves. Well, it's obvious that the collective, even those who teach and know the spiritual laws of cause and effect back to front, have expressed by their actions and their words and their attention and their focus that they wanted to have these particular candidates running at this time. For if any time over the past year we have complained, we have criticized, we have judged any candidate, or have spent time on social media posting divisive, negative posts against anyone, then we have unconsciously accumulated energies in the grand vortex of the collective to bring about more of the same negativity and certainly more judgment. And we can protest all that we want, that we didn't mean to have these judgmental, criticizing, disparaging, and slandering candidates show up in our lives. But the universe does not decipher, it doesn't extrapolate, and it doesn't distinguish our rational and logical interpretation behind our focus, for it will only bring us more of the same energies. The Posse of Angels wishes for all of us to think back to this past year and perhaps to all the time and all the energy we spent on reading posts or commenting on them about the outrageous actions and derogatory words from some of the candidates, and multiply that by others in the collective doing exactly the same thing in your family, in your community, in your city, in your state, in your country, and all over the world. And they are saying, now, it's really not a surprise what has shown up in our physical reality. Like spoiled, bickering children, we must be given time out in order for us to see the error in our ways and the consequences as to the use of our words, energies, and actions, in order for us to finally realize that we always had the power to manifest another system. We always had the power to manifest different candidates. I recently shared with a client that I am not just surviving this election system, but I love it because I bless this presidential election as a necessary contrast in order for us to see what we don't want in our lives. And I hold my prayers and my light for a world that cares so much more about humanity's needs than votes, money, greed, and power. When we put all of our focus and attention on that which is inclusive, respectful, honoring, unified, peaceful, kind, and loving, then all other energies which are different to these will fall away. For each of us will not give it any energy or oxygen in order for it to survive. Bless the chaos in the world for teaching us what we have all contributed to with our judgment and criticism that we have had either for this election or in any other areas of our lives. And if we wish to have a very different energy for our world and the leaders that we choose, we now realize that we need to choose to focus on very different energies. With our heightened sense of perception and our now clear sight, many of us are in shock and emotional irritation and disbelief as the road to the election has been paved with the constant criticizing of the other candidate's character rather than speaking about the issues to serve humanity best. Now, the Posse of Angels are really chiming in here, and they're saying, yeah, but there was that one possible candidate who spoke about the humane issues for all and didn't get into mudslinging and disparaging, and many seem to like him, although he is not up for either party's candidate today. At times, the candidate seemed like taunting bullies in a school playground rather than mature, well-informed participants addressing the fundamental humane rights for all human beings. The Posse of Angels wishes to make it very clear that this election has been no different than former elections in the past. Now, they are hearing some of your thoughts, saying, but how can that be true? There were so many racial slurs, so much mudslinging, hateful, crass, nasty remarks, sexual references and accusations. But they wish for us to know that in previous elections, all of these things were there, hidden just below the surface, and they remained undisclosed and unseen because it was we as a collective that didn't shift our consciousness, our perception high enough to see what had been there all along. Many of us are now clear enough to see and perceive the lies and deceptions from the ludicrously skewed and biased, controlled, manufactured media, and how the dual-party system was always created in order to divide people, never to bring people together for the common good of all concerned. One of the greatest goods to come out of this election is that it has made more and more people aware of and interested in policies. Because of the tremendous contrast that both candidates have shown, it has inspired us to question the political process, if in fact there ever really has been an election. Or is it just the carefully manipulated theater to put pre-selected, chosen, not voted people into positions to carry out prescribed agendas, which would then benefit only a privileged few on the planet? It has inspired people to see the overwhelming flaws and mishandling in the recording and counting of citizens' ballots. The Posse of Angels is saying that we as human beings needed to become aware of and experience the darkness before we could fully and finally see the light. They are assuring us that it really does not matter who receives this presidential nomination, but that the most wondrous thing that has come out of this particular election is that many of us have awoken to asking questions, getting involved, and taking inspired action to seeing that important issues are spoken about, rather than the creation of a spectacle that sells enormous amounts of commercial advertising and diverts millions and millions of much-needed dollars away from funding education, things like free college, housing, feeding people, and health care for all, just to name a few areas. In last week's Angel Healing House radio program, the topic self-mastery expressed how each of us was divinely given the ability to choose how we will experience the world. Now that so many have shifted into higher consciousness, it's important to create our own reality with our carefully chosen and focused energies rather than allowing others to do this for us. The Posse of Angels is sharing with us not to be ignorant, but to ask to be truthfully well-informed and to not put our attention on anything that is not of the highest humane order. And while many people see this as an historic election, for the mere fact that it has brought to light so much corruption, lies, profiteering of human dignity and rights for many for money and votes, others are extremely angry and fearful as the terrible stirrings of betrayal by our leaders has caused great emotional upheaval. Yet the Posse of Angels do wish for us to know that it had to be played out for the greatest good of all concerned. And as for voting, they want you to follow your truth and do what your higher consciousness sees fit. And once this day is over and the winner has been announced, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that all will be okay. For when it's all over and the dust settles, the Posse of Angels is asking us to heal our irritation, heal our frustration. In this way, we can go beyond our feelings of betrayal and focus on our intention of coming together as a powerful collective on planet Earth and put our full attention on creating a humane, kind, respectful, and truthful world for all. The power to create a new humane world has always been inside each and every one of us, but we've not utilized our power and have let it be diverted and diluted by a very manipulative system that was always set up to give us the impression that we had a vote, a say in what was best for our country. In this way, it is we who made ourselves invisible and not the system that was put into place. So with this knowledge, the Posse of Angels is reminding us of how we can all step forward. Firstly, it's imperative to understand that each of us has the power to divine the new earth. And we can clearly see from this election, it really does not, it does depend on our focused intention. It is we who get to choose the energetic makeup of our everyday worlds, and it is we who get to choose a world of truth and peace. But it is tantamount for each one of us to take responsibility for this enlightened creation of this new world. Peace doesn't lie in the hands of a voted, selected, or predetermined president. A humane world does not lie in Congress. A world of truth is certainly not determined by any predetermined policies. A humane world lies in each one of us, and the accountability of the words that we choose to speak and the energies of the feelings and thoughts that we carry within our hearts. Each of us is part of this same collective expression that contributed to what has shown up in our reality because we are the world. How each and every one of us chooses to show up sets the tone for the rest of the world. If there was a perpetuation of judgment and criticism in this election, then learn from it and make a choice, a concerted effort to change that by finding ways to see harmony where disharmony existed, finding ways to be kinder, perhaps finding more ways to be honoring and respectful rather than by choosing shaming and blame. The Posse of Angels wishes to share with us what they are voting for today, and they wish to remind us that they create their vote or their collective expression not just every 4 years, but in every single second of every single day. They are voting that each of us finally sees and connects to the immense power within us, and they vote for us to make our decisions by connecting through our hearts. For we can clearly see how our current world was created through the rational and logical way of thinking that money, greed, power, and control for some were more important than humane, equal, respectful outcomes for all. It is through our hearts that we will create a world of inclusion, compassion, kindness, harmony, love, and peace. The Posse of Angels are voting today for humanity, and that each of us allows ourselves to realize how important we are to the collective expression. We are all at a very new threshold with this election, and we can all go forward and make very different informed choices about how we choose to comport, how we choose to behave, what the words we choose, what we choose to say, what we choose to think, and our actions. We're armed with this knowledge that the power to change our world never did lie in any elected official, but it always lay within each and every one of us. Before we go on to speak more about a vote for humanity, or if you'd like to contribute to the discussion or ask a question, or get an angel reading for myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and the Posse of Angels, you can call into the show. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. I'm about to go to the callers. Let's see who will be picked up in which order. That one, let me see. Okay, that one, that one's next one. Two, three, four, six, seven, one. Just give me one moment. Okay. I'll be picking up the calls in this order, 860-323-208-516-718. Let's go to our first caller, 860. You are on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with? Hello, 860? 860, are you there? 860, not. There's nothing happening there. Let's see if we can't go to our next caller, okay? 860, perhaps can you call back in? There's nothing happening on that line. Okay. Don't know why that's not happening. Let's go to our next caller, 208. You're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Can you hear me? There seems to be a flaw in the system in the callers, and I'm not sure why that's happening.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello. Hello, who
Hi.
Is this?
Hi, this is 208. This is Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon.
Oregon. And how are you today on this very momentous day?
I'm doing really well. I just got kind of through an emotional storm, and now things seem like they're kind of turning around for the better. And I was just looking for a general reading from Spirit, just any messages that came through that would be helpful for me, anything that you sense intuitively.
Okay. While I'm shuffling the cards, it's important that that you, I, and everybody else understand what this election year has done for all of us who are light holders, who are awakened, who are consciously aware of our energies and bringing more light, love, unity, acceptance, and peace to this planet. We have not only shown up for ourselves, but we, even if we're not empaths, we have been impacted by the negativity, the mudslinging, the disparaging comments, and all of that. So this has been a particularly trying year for many, consciously and unconsciously, that they've been transmuting all of this energy, whether they know it or not. And it did add to and exacerbate a lot of things that we were clearing and cleansing for our own personal lives, plus we had this weight of carrying this transmutation of energies for the planet. So this was a tremendous burden that we felt, even though we didn't know if we were carrying it. And the Posse of Angels want us to know that whatever the outcome is today, please bless this election. We wouldn't be seeing it if not for our heightened sense of awareness. This wouldn't be playing out. And everything needed to be disclosed and revealed, and will continue to be so, because we've done such a good job of raising our consciousness and raising the light on the planet. So when you said you've been through an emotional storm, part of that could have been caused by that collective energy as well. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Megan in Oregon. One, two, buckle my shoe. Okay. One, two, three. And the first card coming out for our lovely Megan is the Seven of Swords. The Seven of Swords, they're saying that part of your emotional storm felt that they're saying that I don't know if somebody was deceiving you. Somebody may have not disclosed things to you. It might have been like emotional betrayal that you were feeling, but that it seems to be behind you now. Does any of that resonate with you, that there was you felt emotionally betrayed?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're saying that, well, they're so cute. They're saying they want you to bless this other person or this situation and know how powerful that you are. And you wouldn't have gone through this if you were not ready to clear it. Okay? You co-created. You contracted for this person to be in your life or this situation. You contracted for this contrast in order to teach you tolerance and patience, forgiveness, non-judgment, unconditional love. And it strengthens something inside of you and an empowered something. So they want you to acknowledge that you wrote and take accountability for it to happen. Therefore, there's no blame, and there's no you being a victim. And they want you to thank the situation. Thank you for teaching you tolerance and forgiveness, and lifting that burden off your soul. They want you to bless the other parties or the person or event or whatever, because they're allowed with their free will to do whatever they want along their journey, but it needn't impact you. And you learn from it and you move on to finally release it. They want you to do that exercise, and they are going to say that your wings are going to feel much lighter after you do that. Isn't that sweet? So they're saying, take accountability for it. It's a man or woman up, as they say, and go beyond it. Go beyond it and say, well, I've learned that lesson, and it was a very powerful lesson, but I will always follow my intuition. Before you got involved or before this situation, did your intuition tell you not to step forward?
Well, can I just tell you the situation to make it easier?
Sure.
My boyfriend, I was really concerned, was deceiving me in multiple ways, but mostly I was concerned with whether or not he was using any substances, and I was really suspicious of that. However, I didn't know whether it was my own paranoia or whether it really was my intuition or maybe negative energies like that were deceiving me, telling me things or making me believe things. And to this day, I still don't even know, but I know that things are way better now. Like we ended things and then kind of just very recently started over, and now I don't feel any of that at all. And I don't know whether it was just my imagination or what. And there was just a lot of lack of trust, and I just was so confused and had so much stress going on. I'm not sure whether it was because I was tuning in and really feeling that, or whether it was just paranoia or what. I don't know.
No, they're saying it was not paranoia. It was your intuition that was picking this up. And they're saying that, just to remind everybody, then when we do have substance abuse, it causes cracks in our aura. And it causes the dark to get in and manipulate us. And so what you were picking up, and I'm getting absolute shocks all over the place, was 100% true, that there was deceiving there. But people can change. We are all born of that divine reflection. We have all our free will, and we make choices. And some of those choices sometimes are not for the highest good for ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. But people can shift. People can change. And what you're picking up now may be a clearer energy. The next card for you is the Ace of Pentacles. Now, this is a new beginning. This feels like a new beginning around your relationship, around your feeling of self-worth, your worth of being not deceived, of being communicated 100% honestly and authentically and openly with. You value yourself more. And the next card is, oh my gosh, it's the Wish card. Because you've putting more focus and attention on your desires, making yourself a priority, not at the exclusion of anything else, but because if you don't fill up your vessel, that when it comes time to give, you will be drained when it's time to give for others. So they're saying, yes, it's a different situation this time around, and they want you to follow your intuition, and they want you to really nourish and nurture your soul, because this will keep you clear inside, and so you won't have to question your intuition again. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Megan.
Yes, thank you very much. That feels right. Yes. Thank you very much.
I'm glad. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Lots of love to you. Blessings.
Bye-bye. And let's go to our next caller. 860, you dropped out. I'm not sure if that was a Blog Talk Radio thing or you had to run off the line. So please do call back in if that is the case. And I just saw, 4478, you jumped on the line as well. So we'll take those in the order that they've come in. Okay, let's go to the next caller that's in line. 323, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. Who am I speaking with? Hello, are you there? 323. There are gremlins in the system today in Blog Talk Radio. I'm really not sure what's happening there. 323. Can you hear me? Okay. We're having problems with that 323 number. Let's go to 716. How about that? 716, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Can you hear me? There seems to be lots of problems here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure why that is. I am going to call back into the show, and please, callers, do hang on the line. I'm back, everyone. Thank you for holding those calls. 718, are you on the line? Can you hear me? 718, no. Let's go to 478. 478, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, okay. All right. There are gremlins in the system today on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure what's happening there, but thank you for holding. 478, what is your name?
My name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
From lovely Georgia. And what did you think about the channel today about A Vote for Humanity?
I actually came in probably about five, 10 minutes ago, so I didn't get to hear it, to be quite honest.
Oh, okay. All right. So what are your feelings on this election day?
I just hope for honesty. The most honest person to get into the White House that's going to make change. That's what I want.
Isn't that beautiful? And myself, oh, I'm just getting shivers all over the place. The Posse of Angels and I really could not have said it better, because when we're honest and we're truthful, because divinity is our nature, we are all children of God. We are all here to play and share and be kind and peaceful and loving. You know, that is our divine nature. And when we're honest, then we vote. We cannot vote for money over humane issues and outcomes. You know, we can't allow ourselves to be swayed. You know, when people are hungry, when they don't have roofs over their heads, you know, other countries do it. Other countries do it. Other countries have free college and health care for all. You know, why can't we do that as well? And look at the issues instead of the characters and mudslinging that has gone on. So, what is your question today?
I've actually went through some trauma of bad things that happened to my marriage, but you know, I've forgiven and I've moved on, and I'm in a new relationship, and he has filled in the cracks in my heart, and I feel loved, like it was just like he just came to me, and it was like everything I could ask for. I mean, there are some issues, and I would like some help with that. And it has to deal with him drinking a lot of alcohol, and it actually interferes with our sexuality in our relationship. Mm-hmm. I was going to see if there was any healing involved that, or any messages about the healing of that that I could learn from.
Okay.
Or how to approach it. Or any improvement.
Okay. well, certainly. If, as this other, it's interesting how in many of the programs, how there are similar callers calling in at the same time, and this other caller that called in about the relationship that she had with this gentleman who was lying to her about her substance abuse, and how they've come together again now, and you know, with the different feelings, it seems like he's changed. But in your situation, as I'm shuffling the cards, the Posse of Angels really do want you to know, Debbie, that that this is a soulmate relationship. Now, for those people, soulmates, my abusive ex was my soulmate. Now, some people say, well, how can that be? I thought your soulmate was your be-all and end-all. But soulmates are a part of our soul family, that we choose that soul to come back and play a role in our life. And many times in romantic relationships, our soulmates do come back and they play contrasting roles in order for us to help them, in order for them to reflect something back to us or complete some unfinished business. And the Posse of Angels are telling me that you and this this partner of yours, you tried to save him in a former life. Doesn't matter what the former life was, but that you've come back again in this time to help and to try to save him. And they want you to know that the most important thing that you can do is, in this relationship, is for you to honor and respect yourself. Okay? A lot of times when we live with somebody who abuses substances, we start to feel guilty. We start to blame ourselves for, their actions. You know, if I was a better person, if I was more pretty, we would have, better sexual relations. If this, if that, and that only goes towards tearing ourselves down and taking away and the positive energies inside of us and substituting it with judgment and criticism and defensiveness. And all of these energies then, because the emotional system supports our physicality, it starts to affect our physical, and then symptoms start showing up around that. So I guess they're asking, do you find ways to really honor and respect yourself in this relationship?
Oh, I do. And in spite of it, I let him know that, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find a way.
Yeah. The greatest thing is that if it should ever get to the stage where you feel as if you're in harm's way, is that there are plenty of social programs out there that are put into place. If you ever feel like you're going to be harmed in any way, to be able to contact somebody. Now, have you spoken to either a counselor or somebody like that around your situation?
Yes, I have, not to a counselor. I've just talked to somebody about it, and it's not an abusive situation at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that. And it's just that I would like some healing, because he's traumatized from a past relationship, and and I know it's going to require some healing. And his mother then hugged me, and she said, "Thank you so much. You're going to help heal my son."
Well, you know what? We each heal ourselves, because, you know, I've never called myself a healer. Maybe other people have. But the contract is between that person, when they finally open up to receive and let go of anything that is negative, and then that contract between themselves and God. We are the facilitator. You, Debbie, have stepped in to this relationship as a facilitator, to holding the light. But the main way that you can help is to nurture and nourish your soul, and to make sure that that you feel whole and complete in this relationship, and that you are not being drained by it. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Debbie in Georgia. One, two, three. First card is the Eight of Cups. Okay, now this is traditionally the walking away card. They're saying that if it ever gets to the stage where you feel as if, again, your needs are not being met, because, again, they're saying to put yourself, make your energy a priority. Yes, it's not about not loving him. It's about knowing that if you do not nurture and nourish yourself, then you'll be no good for anybody else. Okay? And that's really important. Yes, you know, you can help somebody, but it's different from enabling them, because ultimately we each need to take responsibility for our own lives. You know, you can take somebody to AA, but what they do with that afterwards, it's truly up to them. So, you know, yes, do your best. I love this expression, do your best and leave the rest, okay? You can only try to help somebody, but when you come, a lot of the times when we try to save a drowning person, then we drown along with them, okay? Do your best, and then honor yourself and make sure that you really respect and nurture your soul. The next one is the Three of Swords. This is the heartache card. There might be times where we truly cannot help another person. And that's okay, because they're allowed to walk their journey. You know, you have to understand that each of us is divine, and that that each of us is allowed to make our decisions and choices. From our perspective, it may not be the most beneficial and the most healthy choices, but we have no idea what another person needs to experience. And we only can see that once we cross over and we stand at the Hall of the Akashic Records before the Etheric Council and go over our Book of Life for that incarnation. The next one that's coming out for you is, isn't that beautiful, is the Sun card. And the Sun card is that that shining a light on your needs. And they want you to make that a priority. Walking out in nature, taking time to listen to beautiful music, taking, now that we've gotten into the winter months, you know, although I'm not sure how cold it is in Georgia, but, you know, snuggle up or have a lovely, a nice warm salt bath and really nurture your soul. And those energies are going to go on to be of great help for your partner as well. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Debbie.
It has. It's actually, you know, I've walked away from one relationship and had to forgive it. I had to forgive them and realize I couldn't help that person anymore. So it's, and I've had to do it this year, and I just didn't expect for somebody else to walk back into my life like this. And I feel special. I mean, there's some problems there, and I wish it were a little bit better. So But I do thank you for your reading.
You're very welcome. Have an absolutely blessed day. Take care.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, with 9.5 minutes left, let's see if we can take one more caller, 718. I'm trying to get you on the line, but the little wheel, it just keeps turning. 718, can you try calling in again? And maybe we'll have time to take that call. Otherwise, it's just not coming up on the switchboard. Gremlins in the system, and there's nothing much I can do about that. But let's go to the cards, and let's give with 8.5 minutes to go now. Let's do a reading for Election Day, okay, a full Celtic Cross reading, and see what comes up. And the posse of angels giving us messages. Hang on. Let's see, 718, let's try again. Hello, 718, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, yes.
Hello?
Who's calling? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, it's Stephanie. My voice, I'm sick, so my voice might sound.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. Yes, there have been gremlins in the system today, and I'm not sure why the callers were dropping out and the little wheels were turning, but you're on. So glad to connect with you today. What is your question?
Thank you. I had a couple of questions, but one of them, I guess the main one is, or it's not on my mind right now, but since some people were talking about substances, so I've had trouble with pain since my surgery, and I started taking some medical marijuana, although it's not every day, and I have concerns about that because I'm anti-drug, but it's supposed to be anti-cancer and reduce tumors and be very helpful for neuropathy, and it has been helpful. So I was wondering, I have all these mixed feelings about it and stress and guilt. So I was wondering if they had anything to say about that.
Okay. The first thing that I heard was it's more important how you feel about taking this than the actual effect that it would have on you. What that means is we are such powerful energetic forces that if I take something and I believe that's going to help me, then
yeah.
Immediately what happens is my immune system kicks in and I start to feel better. The body gets a signal that, okay, it's time to feel better. It's time to, take all those healing resources. And it's a difference between I can heal myself or I can't. Or it's like if you go out to eat or, you've had a lovely meal and you go for the chocolate cake. And you, right before you eat the chocolate cake, you go, I shouldn't be eating this. Or this is just going to appear on my thighs, so why don't I just forego putting it in my mouth and put it on my thighs. Already the body starts to produce the fat cells. And the body starts to feel sad eating the chocolate cake. So either eat it and say, this is nourishing for me, and I'm so happy that I get to do this, which will bring the body up or bring the body down. And so the most important part out of all of this is your perception. If you bless the marijuana and you say, my gosh, thank you. Thank you for, this wonderful alternative, and it's nourishing me, and it's helping me heal. That will go such a long way for your body to get on board. But it's all in your perception. That's what they're saying. That's what the most important part of all of this is. Let's go to the cards now.
So I shouldn't be afraid of it. Like, I guess I was afraid of it opening up cracks in my aura
Listen. There's a difference between taking a homeopathic or an alternative thing, for a short a short term, you know, to benefit you and abusing it. There's a huge difference between that. And the worst part about all of this is the energy of fear. If you have
yeah.
fear around it, it's almost better not to do this. But it's your perception that they're saying that's going to make all the difference. Once you start to understand this, you get the Six of Wands, which is the triumph card. You triumph over that which is out of alignment because you're feeding it. You're feeding it instead of fear, you're feeding it empowerment. You're feeding it blessings. You're feeding it a different, positive, optimistic expression. The next card is the Temperance card. It's the Balance card, Stephanie. It's getting your emotional feelings around this in balance with the healing. You know, you can take this, and if you're in fear and you think it's doing you harm, then it's a complete disparate energy. You're negating it. You might as well not be doing it. And the third card that's coming out for you is the World card. Okay, so you know it's that feeling like you're bringing all of those energies to a new beginning, to seeing the healing in the substances that all the alternative forms, and blessing them, you know, and seeing them in a positive way. So they're saying, you know, make sure that you're in alignment with. Every time that you decide to take something. So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed day. Take care.
Thank you, you too.
Bye-bye. And feel better. Yes, and feel better, Stephanie. Forgot to add that in. So just a closing note on this election day. I'll pull three cards for everyone, for the collective on Earth, as we are presented with this election day. Our first card that's coming out is a new beginning for us. We are all spiritual warriors being shown what has manifested on our planet and has been there for so long, but it's a new beginning for us to learn from it, to bless the contrast, and to go on. The next card is the Ten of Swords. This is the completion. And once we learn from this, we will then create a much more humane and positive and loving and accepting world. And the next card is the Knight of Pentacles. They're saying this is only the beginning. It will take a lot of hard work and a lot of diligence, but we're up to it as spiritual warriors. And we know that we're up to the task of creating a much more humane world. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to my callers. Sorry for those who had to drop out because of the glitches on Blog Talk Radio today. Hopefully they will be better next week. And if you would like to order my beautiful, remarkable channeled books, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am an Angelic Walk-In and Angels of Faith. Remember, it's gift-giving time coming up. They make beautiful, inspirational motivational and filled with spiritual knowledge. You can always go to the Angel Healing House website on www.angelhealinghouse.com. And you can always send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, everyone, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself, not only on this election day, but in every moment, in every day that we have. Take care. I'm sending you lots of love and, of course, as always, angel blessings. And can't wait to speak to you again next week. Bye-bye.